Greetings, everyone, and welcome to yet another exciting edition of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, fans, family, and cast members to join us as we discuss the prior episodes of The Natural Ones and Descent into the Void. Here we have the cast of Descent into the Void to discuss Season 2, Episode 8. So, welcoming to the talk, we have Travis, who plays King.
Hello.
Zeki, who plays Cal.
Hey, everybody.
And Lewis, who plays Horatio.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming. So,
thanks for having us.
Of course, my pleasure. So, last time, you all had taken up some quests because you realized you were broke. And you met some colorful characters along the way, with some different, all with their own types of quests. And instead of going to the Corporis Arcana, not wanting to dwell with that mess, you decided to take these lower paying jobs, and end up taking one by a demon hunter. Afterwards, you went over and visited him, saw his demon hunting shop, and carried on south to the river where a demon was lying in wait. He had been pulled underneath and almost killed, but with the power of all of your might combined through purification from King and shots from Cal and so on, and in a devastating blow combination between Horatio and Monaco, you had defeated the demon and were making your way to the town to spread your accolades of freeing the area. So, first question will go to Cal. Zeki, your thoughts on the colorful trio of vendors that you met, Coben, Abigail Tumpf, and Rodel Ramar.
Oh my gosh. I was so creeped out by that little witch lady.
Abigail Tumpf?
Yes, I was so freaked out by her. She was trying to either... conspiracy time, I thought she was trying to do some, like, Hiei type stuff, like, add demonic parts to her own body, kind of, like, graft them on. I thought anything was possible after what we've kind of been through as a group, and Cal was like, absolutely, I think, like, she should be turned into, like, authorities rather than, like, helped out.
I felt that King felt the same way. He was like, at first she was like, I need a little demon spit. And we're like, oh, do you now? Okay, maybe. Maybe she's going to use it to, like, you know, create a, you know, a really strong anti-venom or something, or use it against them. And then she asked for more and more demon pieces. And we're like, ooh, you're definitely up to no good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Horatio is on the same boat, because I think the first thing she asked for was demon dung.
She did ask for feces of
demons,
yes.
She asked for demon feces.
Oh, saliva was the second thing.
And then it was demon boar saliva.
Demon boar saliva.
Sap from a corrupted tree, the black ichor, and a rock from the Oxier Hikes, which is like super demon land.
Yeah, it's close to, like, the Dark Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, it was like...
Are you making a demon golem? Is that what you're trying to do?
What are you up to? We can't help you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he's probably making a demon golem. And to be honest, like, Horatio was kind of, like, just interested in knowing what she wanted to make, but she wasn't divulging it. So he was like, all right, we're not going to waste our time with this, because we actually need money, and you're not even paying that much.
Yeah, 100 per reagent.
Yeah, and you're probably, like... fucking unleashing some cataclysmic demon bullshit that then we're gonna get blamed for, because we helped her get the fucking pieces.
Oh, totally.
Well, you did roll insight, and she seemed innocent enough.
Yeah, that don't mean she, just because she don't know what the fuck she's doing doesn't mean
that. Yeah, that is true.
Innocent and naivete are totally fine, but that doesn't mean she's not up to nefarious things or someone's not manipulating her.
Very true points. So, fun fact, Abigail was actually supposed to be in the Corporis, but then since you guys decided not to go there, I was like, no, I want this chick to be in it. So I was like, she'll just be a normal person.
I mean, she can still be in the Corporis.
No, she got kicked out is what yeah. She was in the Corporis.
Yeah, she. Well, if you would have taken the... So I have a whole list of Corporis quests, which you guys can still take. You still got a couple days left. As well as a bunch of quests for normal quests. And then she was in the Corporis section, but just in case you guys didn't take it, I was like, no, I like her character too much. I was curious to see how you would respond to her, and you respond to her, and I thought it was very entertaining.
It was like, your world is a sandbox, but this woman will be making an appearance one way or another.
Oh, I mean, I've done that in my games too.
Yeah, no, like, I, yeah. It's,
she was part of the Corporis. Here's my conspiracy hat. I would have been like, wait a minute. Why is this bitch in the Corporis and looking for all these evil things? They're totally up to no fucking good. And then I would absolutely have even more of a reason to not trust the Corporis Arcana.
That is... Yeah, that would definitely not look good. I wonder how King is going to handle Horatio rejoining the Corporis.
You still haven't told him, right?
No. The only one that knows that Horatio is going to rejoin, or that believes he's going to rejoin...
Is Minako, right?
Is Minako. And oh, Minako's man. Not going to divulge it.
Well, I don't know about that.
She's not going to
I feel like Minako is going to be Minako first.
I don't think she's going to say to you guys, Horatio's going to rejoin. I think she might throw it in his face if he doesn't rejoin. Like, you said you would.
Ooh.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know, right?
That would be even worse. But like, if I found out that she, if King found out that she strong-armed you into doing it, he would absolutely like be on your side and completely turn against her. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, like, she kind of strong-armed him.
Kinda.
Well, yeah. But
she
at the end of the day,
absolutely strong-armed you. No ifs or
doubts. At the end of the day, Horatio could have been like, no, I don't want to join. But because of the fact that he wants to help her,
bleeding heart.
Yeah. He was like, all right.
Playing you like a lute.
Playing Horatio like a lute. Lewis would have been like, no, I left this bitch for a reason.
But. Indy, I'm actually quite curious to see where that fans out. I mean, she'll definitely have to have a redemption saga. I'm calling it now.
Has to have a redemption saga, because if she finds out, if King finds out what she actually did to him or what she was planning to do to him.
I think it's going to come out. I think at some point King is going to find out, and that's going to be another moment where Horatio has to make the Galdrim King decision.
Oh,
it's going to be Scarlet King and...
Scarlet.
Scarlet, you mean Minako. Blah, blah, blah.
Blue, blue, blue. It's going to be Minako King, and that's going to be a tough decision for Horatio.
Really? I'm offended.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Horatio's in love with Minako.
Yeah.
With Stumbling, sorry, Stumbling.
He's definitely falling for her, and that's kind of the inner battle that he has with himself right now. Because he's like, his mind's like, dude, what the fuck? Look at what she just did. And then his heart's like, yeah, but she doesn't really mean to, though. Like, her heart's in the right place.
Kind of.
Not really.
Kind of.
I'm just wondering when he's going to... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm just wondering when he's going to... Where people are going to be like, so that doesn't look like a familiar spell. What the hell are you summoning?
I can't wait for Cal to do his fucking divine sense when Luris is around. And he's going to be like, what the fuck is that demon doing here?
Yep.
Devil. What the fuck is that devil doing here?
Omar missed it. But Zeki did do a divine sense when he had Luris on him. When he was looking for the undead, that's divine sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Minako
that put him on him as an invisible
put
rat.
Him That's on right. you as an invisible rat, and you were walking through and you did the divine sense looking for undead, and Omar completely forgot.
Well, you're looking for undead, it's technically
sense like any of them.
Yeah, when he divine senses, he senses all of that.
Yeah, it's like undead, fiends, all of it.
I guess we could write that off as it was like on his person, so it was hard to distinguish. That's well, how I would do it if I were you, Omar.
Well, I'll say, and truthfully, he can go into the ethereal realm, so you didn't feel him on you all the time. He just hopped onto you and then went invisible, and then he goes to ethereal, and then you can't sense into the ethereal.
That is true.
Yeah, so he could just been ethereally. That's what it was. He was in the ethereal realm, everybody.
Wait a second. Okay. If that's the case, why didn't he give me a potion? Wasn't he holding on to a potion?
He can pop back.
He could have popped back. Why didn't he? You gotta ask Monaco.
Yeah.
You gotta ask Monaco. That potion was from Monaco, but
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, more likely, demons don't normally just go invisible. Oh, sorry, devils. Fiends don't normally go invisible. They just either hop into their realm and then watch you all and then hop back.
One thing I was gonna add was also that by the time we went to the fight, she had already removed Luris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From you. Mm. So when you went down, he wasn't with you.
But he could have flew over there. He has a quite amazing fly speed, so.
I mean, he could have done a lot of shit. Honestly, me as a player, I like that Monaco has that devil, because I think that devil like listens to her. He reports to the Burning Hand, obviously, but he listens to her every command. So I think that it's dope that she has that.
I think he's gonna snitch on her.
He's definitely gonna snitch.
I think he already is and has been.
Well, when he did speak with Monaco about it, he brought up that the Burning Hand was asking about this window where he couldn't sense her, he couldn't check in on her, and he didn't say, because I don't think he was he in there with Monaco? He wasn't in there with Monaco.
No, he wasn't. I specifically know that he wasn't there, so therefore. Yeah.
So he, you get me? He doesn't know shit about it in the first place, and he didn't really say, like, he was just like, oh yeah, the master's curious about this.
I think he will snitch once he finds out, even though he's bound to her, she's bound to the Burning Hand, so he supersedes her authority, is how I think of it.
Yeah, no, I think he would definitely snitch too, especially since he's doing this again. He's like serving her against his will. He's going to be like, I want to get out of this contract because she's trying to do this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, moving on to our next, our first person who gave you a quest, Rodel Ramar, who was looking for his sister. I really thought you guys were going to take that one. That was going to be an interesting, though I'm not going to throw it away. It's still possible. We'll have that evolve into something else possibly in the future if you happen to run into it. But definitely, Rodel Ramar was looking for his sister so they can compete in Mage Wars. But he definitely seemed like he didn't care about her, more so of the power that they get when they join together. This next one will go to Horatio, a.k.a. Lewis. Thoughts on Rodel Ramar, and why did you turn down his job?
Mainly because he was like, dude, you do not give a fuck about your sister. You just want to win that competition. And, I was trying to milk him for some money. I was like, if you really, like, once I knew it wasn't about his sister, that it was about the competition, or once Horatio knew that, he didn't feel bad trying to get as much money as he could from this guy, because you don't give a shit about your sister.
Yeah, and you know King felt the same way too, and that's why I was like, well, give us some of your profits when you win Mage Wars.
King is a friggin' shakedowner.
I mean, King, 22 King, charisma, I'm gonna.
King sound like he got mafia experience.
Oh, he got
give us your winnings and we'll take your kneecaps.
Every time you go to a shop, King is just like, I don't like that price. You're going to have to bring that down more. And they're like, okay, 50 gold. Ooh, then I guess we're leaving. And I'm like, we got to make a living here. That's like $500 right there.
It's like from my experiences of IRL being in Vietnam and other places and having to haggle as hard as you can. They're not going to give you the best price until you walk away.
King single-handedly, like, destroying an economy.
Right.
By making everything lower. Right.
Well, you know that, and also flooding the market with dew as well, I'm sure. Sure that might have some down-the-road impacts.
I cannot wait to see what happens because of that. But I mean, who knows what's the cause? Maybe the whole void is the cause for all this demon infested lands, but who knows that, like, maybe if we fucking end up turning off all these demons coming through here and they don't really need that shit anymore, or they don't pop up as often, so the demand for this shit is, or for the song, the symphony, is not as high anymore. You get me? I don't know. That's just
so theory. We're destabilizing okay. governments now.
Yeah, the plant grows in Thelos apparently, so they can, you know, they plant, can have their own.
But they need
the stones. They need so the this stone. Is where Monaco can ruin the economy here, not me.
Monaco can definitely she can ruin it or make a killing.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. We should make her fucking pull up some stones she and can sell make that. A like, oh yeah, we totally should here. Do that.
Dance, child, dance.
Dance for me, dance.
All of our economic woes.
There's one thing that I've been meaning to do that I forgot to do last session. What? That is send a fucking message to Galdrum just to know if he's alive or not, if he's captured or not.
Oh, I fuck, keep yeah, because he was running, and we he were was like, running, he was like, he I'll contact you later.
And he has not gotten back. No. So we don't know if he has sending or if he's dead.
No, he has. You do know he has sending because he said that he had it when he was like, I'm going to go now. Don't worry, I got sending. Peace.
Yeah, that is true.
He's like, I'm a wizard.
Is he? I thought he was a fighter.
He's a fighter, too.
No, he's a fighter with... He's arcane powers. He's an elder. He is legit an Eldritch Knight. Spoilers. Yeah. He's an Eldritch Knight.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Nice.
This is from episode one.
But... I know, right? Everyone would have gotten that if they knew the lore back, because every time he fought, he did magic spells and attacked.
If you read the lore, you know that he is an Eldritch Knight. Yeah, no, but I keep forgetting to do it.
Yeah, that's been set. Something, I mean, I haven't forgotten.
And I know that he hasn't gotten back to us. I'm concerned about Queen Camilla, but I don't want to message Queen Camilla until we've spoken to the king. It's just so much. Ugh.
Yeah, and I don't have sending it unless I sleep on it. And I'm, you know, King has no
sending.
King has no desire to reach out to Galdrum, so he's only going to do it if prompted to.
He's like, you're lucky because I was able to copy to like Rizorai's spellbook. The last spell I saved was sending because I knew you had it. So then once like the Galdrum shit happened, I was like, I should probably copy this spell because I don't think he's going to want to talk to Galdrum. So, but I copied it like last because I was like, we got ascending. Now well, I got it.
You at least know that Kai is with the queen. So,
right. So, you know, I want to reach
brainwashed Kai.
I don't think he's brainwashed. I think Kai and the Queen are either if they got overtaken, they're on the run and hiding, or they're arrested. Like they're jailed up because they refused to. They didn't fall for the fucking. I don't think the Queen is weak enough to just get mind control.
Yeah, she probably has a strong enough will.
Yeah,
I don't think to keep her sanity.
She is a demon dancer.
The rest of them. Yeah, but so what? The other captain demon dancers were all...
Yeah, but they were just captains, and it's Doramo. Like, I think Queen Camilla and Doramo are on the same...
You think
so? You hope.
Yeah, you hope.
I hope.
I could see that, though. I could see that, like, they would be around the same tier.
Yeah.
But he also has an army and everyone else under his control.
I think Doramo has the upper hand, but yeah. I think in base of, like, just power, I think they meet up. You get me? Or Doramo might be a little bit stronger because he's using chaos.
But she could potentially, like, if they were in a fair fight, it would be either one's game.
Demon dancer, she also draws her power from chaos to some degree.
Yeah, but he's like an actual demon now.
Are you talking about Hiei or Doramo?
I'm talking about
Doramo. Oh, sorry, Doramo.
I don't think Hiei is for Camilla. I think Camilla come off the floor with Hiei.
There's like slight meta. So Hiei has I like was fully expecting you to fight Hiei, like, or at least bring about like Hiei's like to fight him, because he wasn't really fighting you guys. He was trying to win the North Row, but I was really expecting somehow there would be a fight, so I was excited to show you what he has. But now that it didn't happen, if you guys eventually do fight him, you'll definitely see what Hiei has in store. But Queen Camilla did say she's descended from all the other royalties of Fia, and she has her own kind of Keki Genkai like vagary where she controls like crystallized water or something like that. But she is a mist dancer, she did say.
I do not think that Queen Camilla could mop the floor with Hiei.
I do. I do not think so. Have a fucking field day with that guy.
I do not think so. I think she would put up a good fight, but I think that he now, like you said, he has the upper hand. With
you mean the Rama?
No, I'm talking about Hiei.
No, I think she can mop the floor with Hiei. I think she's like toe to toe with the Rama.
I mean, if you believe that Rama's a god. That still hasn't been confirmed. You just heard and read, and it all seems to be that way.
Hiei, who beat us in the North Rail, I do not think that she can beat him, like, one-on-one.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Way. No
absolutely.
Fucking way. Nope.
Absolutely. Bro, she ran with Frank and Susan Payne. She is not weak. All right?
And
not,
Galilea Stelion.
And Galilea Stelion, bro. She was part of an adventuring group.
Yeah, and she sent us to go get aid because she was fucked. Like,
no,
yeah,
because she's a responsible queen.
Tactically, she was fucked. She's like, oh, these motherfuckers are sending an army here. I need help. She's doing the smart thing.
That's why she's leader, but okay, move on. We can fight about this all night. Speculate.
The new podcast.
I mean, I can't say anything. I know who would win in a fight. It would be a good fight indeed, though. Something worth
between
watching.
Between and Queen Camilla?
You would see some spectacles on both ends. Whether or not one person will get swum off the floor with or not, I'll keep that to
Why
to
would
yourself,
someone put
myself?
Glasses on their butt?
What was that?
I was making a really bad joke.
Look at the camera and tell me that again. I could tell if I Omar has a tell. I will know if he's
no. Don't let's move on. I don't want.
I said, why would someone put glasses on their butt?
Why?
You said it would be a spectacle at both ends. I don't know, man. You're the one that said it.
Oh,
and I'm asking
it
why
would be
glasses
amazing.
On their butt.
It's and like the troll thing flips over from Lewis and
get
starts
out.
To hover
we're start
over.
Putting you, yeah, we're gonna make another troll folder.
Troll apprentice.
I will right. say that they both have amazing abilities that, I mean, you would have to see, or you'll come back and one of them will have beaten the other. We'll see. Only time will tell. But moving forward, eventually you guys met up with and decided to join Koben, who didn't have as much of a reward, only about 1,000 gold pieces, and he did say that, but I guess through his humility and his sincerity, you decided to say, hey, we'll help this dwarven old man, but extremely jacked demon hunter, and you decided to join him.
Battle Mage!
100%! We had the opportunity to help an entire like village that is being affected by this demon as well. Like,
I think that's mainly why the Liberators took this quest, is because we're not making that much money, but we're helping people that need the help.
It's the most altruistic thing of the three quests.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think as Cal would wanna do that quest in particular, like, and jump on it like he did, because that's kind of rebalancing the scales and righting the wrong that like is impacting this entire village of people, you know. And that's what I think also why everyone else got mad at me, but I started just unloading our baggage to this guy because I was like, we need to like be up front with him. He's doing the right thing and we need to do the right thing with him.
Spill the beans, tell him everything about us and everything we're doing, and go ahead, just
run your mouth. Horatio was just like, why are you telling him everything? Like,
I know.
We don't know this man, which by the end of the fight, Horatio got won over by the guy. And if Omar makes this motherfucker a bad NPC, I will flip over your garbage can.
Put it in his mind. He wasn't.
Oh, because we don't have that many NPC friends that are like, you get me? Just
we have lots friends. Of NPC friends.
y'all have, Horatio doesn't have a lot of it.
Amir Alabas. We have the people in
Amir Galeen. Alabas is not a friend.
We have the people in Galeen. We have the...
Kyle has none of those people.
Kyle doesn't know none of those people.
I mean, it doesn't really help that I can't remember any of their names.
Like Natasha, who left. And she left. Well, Natasha's somewhere down in the...
Ardoon might be like our one friend who lost Makar. So he don't even want to see us because it's probably going to remind him of his fucking kid.
I mean, you saved you liberated Galeem, therefore getting your name. So her and Venta, the high priestess, him and Venta, the mother, the scandal, I'm sure they are good friends of yours. Although they're probably like, those bitches took our money after we swore, like, oh, this kingdom is so poor, but take whatever you need. But just letting you know, we're just so poor.
Yeah, that's why we left the double concentration fucking...
Oh, man. I wish we left the money and took the crown. I regret that every day.
It's all right, because I should be able to learn double concentration.
Yeah, you can. Good for fucking you.
All right, bakery man. Fuck out of here.
Okay, fair. Fair.
But indeed, in you guys meeting Coben, seeing his demon hunting shop, and... you devote much information to him, and luckily it seems like he's pretty sincere in alerting him about the undead that are lurking within the city in the form of the Bloodlen. He seems to not have believed you at first, but knowing you are to be honest fellows, he took it with an alertness.
Well, then he also found out that we're seekers, and then he found out that we have demon dance abilities, and he found out we're envoys of Queen Camilla. He was like continuously blown away. So like, I think that he realizes that we're not just good Samaritans, we're also like big deals.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. And then during your time, you guys speaking, you were being eyed upon by two Corpus Arcana members. Who, after Duran kind of stared down intimidation, he's just like, don't look at them. He's just like, goosh.
I know, right?
29 intimidation.
And I was actually like, kind of, like, or not me, but Horatio was like, kind of upset because he wanted to like talk to these guys, like, are you guys spying on me or what? But he scared them away. So I don't know.
I
think they were spies.
They were definitely spies because the house heard everything we talked about over breakfast.
So do you guys trust the house, or do you think Ice House is spying on you?
Absolutely.
No, that's like that. That house is like that Disney Channel original movie with like the smart house. Like that thing trying to
I do not trust the house. That house was like, where are you guys going? None of your business, bruh. You a house.
But it's like having Google Home always listening to you, but very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
I'm reporting back to the government, allegedly.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, the one that like wants Horatio's mother's dead and Horatio like bound to them forever. Just that government.
If Horatio hopefully Horatio's arc is that he dismantles overthrows like the corrupted people in the Corporis. Because there's definitely corrupted people. Like this isn't the Corporis that is descendants envisioned dealing with chaos magic. That's probably why Horatio's mom left, by the way. Conspiracy time.
I feel like that's like a really good end game like goal. And I feel like that's a reason why even when we make it to like the next layer down, King's promised land, for him to want to continue to help you uncorrupt the Corpus Arcana and have it be an ally to King's supposed future kingdom, an ally of the kingdom.
It's like allies of the kingdom of Mainly King.
Right? Before I ascend.
Indeed. Well, being followed or not, you did eventually, after wooing Coben, and with all of your amazingness, you all left the area and went on search for these demons, and eventually popping into the unicorns, and he was marveled by that as well. You all cut the time down in half, basically, as you galloped away. He wasn't expecting that. He thought you were just going to just do a walk. But nevertheless, you rushed your way there until he took the bait, got into the water, the poison rivers, and got sucked in by the water demon. So, and this could be for anybody, the water demon fight. What did we feel about the water demon fight? Some heavy hits were taken.
That water demon fight, because I didn't get touched, basically, is probably the fight that I've had the most fun in. It was such a fun fight.
I'm gonna fly away and I'm let you guys tank by
range because I got 70 HP.
I tanked as a tank should. And
you're muted.
I'm muted. Yeah, sorry. No tea, no shade. I was so pissed off at you, Zeki. I was like, I'm going to jump in and swim to him, and we're never ever in water, or very rarely. And I'm like, I'm a dancer. I get special water things. And you're like, I'm gonna lightning in and take him away just before you get there. I felt so robbed. I was so fucking mad. And I took 70 points of damage for literally no reason.
That was hilarious.
I was so fucking mad. That was also, I had a really bad week, so that amplified how mad I got, but I'm over it now, you know?
We had no plan. You were like seven.
I'm going to jump in. I shouted out to everyone, I'll go get him. And I jumped in and started to swim, and you
jumped in, like, and then took 70 points of damage. I'm like, you need to get the hell out of there.
I was gonna dimension door out, and you know I can do that. And then
you would have definitely taken an opportunity attack.
Teleportation does not take it. You can try.
Yes, but you would have had to have used your action to move the guy.
No,
you would not have been able to disengage.
You don't need to disengage. All I have to do is touch him and teleport out.
Yeah, dimension door is literally just touch the person if they're willing,
and you're gone. If he's an unconscious ally, he would have been willing.
Yeah.
So I
see why Travis got upset. I didn't think it was a reason to get upset, but I understand that, like, it felt like the needle that broke the straw that broke the camel's back.
Next time there's like a sky thing and it's supposed to be you, just fucking wait. I'm flying up on Chastisfold and stealing your fucking thunder.
Listen, to be honest, it wouldn't bother me because my thunder gets stolen by the game itself. Okay.
Okay, stop trying to soften damage. The blow and just let me be mad for a minute.
The thing is that I even messaged Travis on the side. I was like, dude, are you all right, man? And he's like, he stole my moment. I'm like, you're going to get another one. Like, it's fine.
You fucking drown all of these fucks, Omar, so I can save him and have a moment in the future. You fucking drown him so I can have a moment in the water.
I definitely understood, but I was like, dude, you're going to get another. Like, it's the. I honestly thought you were gonna do some shit. Like, I figured you were gonna, like, because you have Tidal Wave. I've seen you use Tidal Wave before.
So I was going to. I was planning.
I thought you was gonna use, like, Tidal Wave to push the demon out of the water onto the surface. You get me? And that would have been way doper to me.
When he was, like, landlocked, I was going to. I thought at that point I was, like, almost behind him. I was going to get behind him. But Tidal Wave doesn't push it on land. It just knocks them prone. So I wasn't sure if that was really going to do anything. Because if we could push the water demon out of the water, I think that would have been ideal. But I
control
don't have
water.
I don't have a push spell, and I don't have control water. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like,
maybe
the demon.
Maybe my Vagary will advance to that.
Maybe. Well, speaking of which, you did unlock another part of your vagaries.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you were able to. I was like, okay, I know where this is going, and there's some cleansing. I've already planned on some type of cleansing vagary for you, because it goes with your class. So I was like, this is a good point. But I'm like, it's going to be really high, and you just rolled a 19, which was one more than a number that I required for your wisdom check, so.
And you got your moment.
And you got your moment anyway.
I didn't tell him, but I thought it was like, this motherfucker just cleansed water. And he crying about little moments.
Oh, my God.
And truthfully, I did it. I wanted it to be, because I forgot, I was just, at that point, the battle was going on for, it was such a striving long battle, longer than I thought. But the barrier for it should have only literally been the same barrier as your king's dominion, but it just was just 30 feet. What I really wanted to highlight in that session was the hopping to the next part, the bond on the stelis, where you can use Duran as a focus to shoot things through.
Can we, in this chat 8, establish a proper pronunciation? Is it steli? Is it stelis? You're changing it up.
So the mark is called the steli. That's the ritual, and he is your stelis.
That is
what you are to each other.
Okay,
husband stelis now is the word.
Okay,
I actually was going to say something and I forgot, and I was like, man, I'm just gonna keep going. We're recording at this point.
Now it's in the chat 8.
Yeah. So he's your stelis, as you are to actually technically him. He is your stelis, because technically he's the one who took the mark, so he is your stelis. But I didn't want to, I feel bad because I wanted to make it, but like, sorry, it's you're basically king's, not like king's slave or anything, but like, it's really
he's bound you, to me.
Yeah, he's
the
bound
other
to
way
you,
around.
But not the other way around, exactly.
So,
but
come up with a name for what I am to him. You know, you can think on that.
Possibly. Or just be like,
the stelis in the eye. You are the eye to his stelis.
Steli in the stelis. You can also call yourself the steli. It's the ritual of the steli, and you are the steli the ritual was. And then the stelis is the person who received it.
Oh, there you go.
And that's your mark. You're the steli mark. Your mark is on his forehead. Done, that's what it is. Therefore, it's still canon. But nevertheless,
Patreon content.
But nevertheless, he did become your extension to you. And some meta on that. So originally, I planned an ability of Chastopol to be something like this, but then I just... The whole bond of the stelis was kind of like it happened. It happened naturally. I wasn't planning on that because I wasn't expecting that to happen. Now that I decided to take that object, replace what I was going to do with Chastopol with something I've already replaced it with, and then give that through Duran, meaning that you now have a tactical advantage with him moving around. But then that means he has to give up his control to then better use you. So it's interesting to see it'll be interesting to see how you use that to your effect.
I think it's dope. I think it's like, because the whole, like, anything that King does also projects out of Duran. So if King activates spiritual guardians, but is mild, like, it's far from fucking any enemies, but Duran is in the mix of this shit, Duran has spiritual guardians around him. And then it's like, the craziest part is that it, like, in a way, it's like King is like, you are my stelis, I am here for you at all times, type of shit. You get me? So it's like, oh, you're low health, I'm just gonna dance, boop, you're back up. You get me? Like, I think it's dope as fuck, and I love the fact that that happened.
The dancing is like regen. It is very, very little to just keep us up and going. But like, if he's ever low, I could just be like, heal, touch me, I have 70 now. He has 70 extra as well.
Yeah.
The only thing is that if you're full health, it's like, you're just like, it's worth it to heal him by healing myself, even though it's doing nothing to you.
Yeah.
To get the most out of it would be you're both super low, then you both heal yourselves, and then it'll just affect both of you.
I don't want to spoil anything. I have an idea of how to get the most out of that later, so.
My question is it, if King casts it, it casts out of Duran as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. And I did say this before. So it's as much as you would get healed by, like, what you're affected by is what he affects. So if you're at full health and you have like 1 HP, he's only going to get the 1 because you can't get overhealed. So it's all the effects that happen to you. So you would have to literally take damage to then heal yourself, and then he would get healed for it as well.
Now, he also had, King also, and this is how it could work. King has the spirit bond thing, so that he takes some of that damage.
Oh, why you gotta steal my thunder? I just alluded to that a moment ago. You fuck.
Nah, look, now you pissed him off again. Nah.
Just take note that I did not take this moment.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks. That's what I was thinking, exactly. I can warding bond with someone else warding to prevent bond. and help, help them along, like Cal or you. And
I mean, I'd never get touched, boy. I'm fucking zooming all over the place.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would probably do it on Cal.
I think our tanks are Cal and Duran.
Yeah.
Then Cal needs to raise his AC.
That's what Warden Bond will do.
My AC is very okay.
What is your AC?
It's like 16.
Oh, 16?
I thought it was like 16 or something.
Did it go up?
You have the same AC as Horatio? That's impossible.
No, I wear like
medium armor.
Like light, like yeah, I think it's like medium armor.
Or chainmail.
Like
no, he only wears medium armor, and he doesn't have very high dexterity, so.
That's I need to I need to get my cape enchanted.
Yeah,
need items.
Now that I know that there's a fucking tome of like that, I didn't know that the tomes could raise your max stat past it. Mm-hmm. Now that I know, I want to find a fucking tome of intelligence.
Maybe just
I want to have that.
Plus you want to just find a tome?
I mean, or buy it, but I don't think I have the money to buy it.
It's like too expensive.
It's like a legendary item or an artifact. Like there is only that tome is the only one that exists. So like the tome that I have, Tome of Leadership and Charisma, it's the only one in the world.
No, I think they're just very rare.
Yeah, they're very rare items.
They're just very rare. So there's a chance.
There's a chance I could find one at a store, but it's probably gonna cost like 20,000.
I think they cost 5,000 gold or like upward, somewhere around 5,000 gold for that.
Yeah, we don't have that.
90%
sure. We just spill it though. Because Horatio's a good person, but he's totally on board with stealing.
No, he fucking ain't.
He don't hurt people, but he'll hurt businesses.
Oh, jeez. Some heroes you are.
Yeah, right?
Nah, Horatio would try not to steal, but he doesn't have a problem with it.
Doesn't have a problem with if it benefits the greater good.
Yeah, exactly.
But nevertheless, you finally defeated the demon after a combination of disintegration ray from Horatio and a can't do zero damage blast of flame from Monaco after it exploded into pieces and disintegrating back to the plane that it came from. Koben was amazed by you because the Koben is nowhere near your levels, or like he's a few levels behind you. Duran already made that fact. But he did show that he had the ability to infuse his magical weapons and use his abilities in the hands of someone stronger than him. Who knows what they could do? But he did let you know that there was a town south that they will love to hear about it, and maybe they'll have more accolades and maybe some rewards for you after knowing someone finally freed them from this demon scourge. At the end of the battle, Koben then showed his large tattoo of the Corporis Arcana, and that kind of covered, I believe it was his arm.
No, it was his calf.
His calf, that's right. Yeah. Yes, you're right, his calf. I was like, was it calf? Yes, his entire... And he has a thick... He's a muscle old man.
Yeah.
Like, jacked. Master Roshi jacked.
Yeah, that's actually who I pictured. And then you linked that gif on... I say yes. It both ways, because... But yeah.
You're an equal opportunity giffer. Giffer. Mm-hmm. Giffen.
Giffer. Gif. But yeah, no, I saw Master Roshi first.
Yeah, but his inspiration did come from, and I'm like, don't want to say it on chat A because I'm just going to sound ignorant because I forget the character's name. But of the old man from
Dr. Stone,
like that's kind of where his look came from that I thought of. This is some jacked old man who's like, I'm super frail. I'm excited. Poof. I'm a barbarian. which definitely seems like he was kind of a combination, not fighter, not like battle mage, well, like fighter mage, kind of like Galdrim, more of a barbarian, I'm gonna go reckless with my magic. We'll definitely see more. Well, he did show off his calf tattoo, revealing that he was a Corporis Arcana, and it seemed like he was in it for a while, though he doesn't seem to be too much into it now. He didn't really make much talk about when you were chatting about it. But then Horatio also revealed his tattoo, showing the entirety of his back, and he was marveled learning that Horatio was indeed a Dullarian, where he was just basically royalty. He was starstruck. There were stars in his eyes, wobbly anime eyes as he stared at you.
King knew that was going to happen and started laughing hysterically and goaded him into showing himself.
Yeah, that's so funny. Lewis, what was Horatio's thoughts now that he revealed himself, and now he has an admirer instead of someone who's like get the Candelaria, and it's like, oh my god, it's the son of a
yeah, pop star. So that was definitely unexpected, like, for Horatio. Like, that was a, like, wait a minute, what's happening? Like, he's so used to, like, people just being like, oh, that's the Dularian. Oh, it's a Dularian. And I think that's, like, the stigma in the Corporis. But since this guy isn't, I don't know if he's done with the Corporis, if he retired or if they kicked him, but he was the first non-negative or the first positive interaction to the fact that he's a Dularian. And that blew Horatio's mind a little bit.
Awesome. And I can't wait till you guys have further talks, because he's a very old and has been raised in, as he said, the Corporis since he was a wee lad. So
yeah, very interested to talk with him, and very interested to see if he'll teach me or if he'll
teach Horatio. So now you're just going to spill all your secrets to him? Like,
I mean, first of all, sir,
coming
at least I found out he was a Corporis before I did. But
Cal the Demon Hunter, he said he was a Demon Hunter. That was enough.
Stop trying to find a justification for you spitting the beans within the first 30 seconds of meeting somebody. No, but I'm trying to see if you could teach me that magic infusion shit, because infused Oran's weapon, infused Cal's, and let's go. He doesn't really fight, but if Cal has four magical pistols instead of just two.
Right? Actually, now that I think about it, maybe that would be super helpful to invite him to the ritual that I'm trying to hold to commune with my weapon. And I'm going to, have a group ritual for everyone to sort of get to know themselves and their items better. Maybe it might be good, beneficial to invite him to it and see what he can help us take it to the next level.
You might know. He definitely was, and he was marveled by your weaponry when he asked about your staff, because he said he was a broom rider back in his day at the Mage War, so he definitely seems like he knows his magical items.
I feel compelled to be like, Mage Wars, Mage Wars, Mage Wars, anytime anyone says it.
If you guys don't ever Mage Wars, I'm going to be so sad.
I mean, you might.
If that's going to be the, that's going to be the joke.
They just never, ever Mage Wars. Another plane's going to be like, this is called Arcane Wars.
And Arcane Battles.
Arcane Battles.
Battles of the Arcane.
Nothing, no relation.
I'm tempted. Like, I don't know if King would do it, which is why I'm struggling, but me, Travis, is tempted to be like, I'm going to go out and just, I need some time in nature, and then go to the fucking Mage Wars. And then
Duran's going to be like, why is my hair turning gray?
So you're going to have your 11 Stranger Things season 2 random episode, just like dip out on everybody and do like the dark edgy thing.
Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking about doing it just because Horatio is broke. Like, I only got 200 gold.
You're gonna get some good money or humiliation. Who knows?
Because it's me, Lewis, it's probably gonna be humiliation. Because I start having anxiety attacks when I can't figure out the puzzle. And it's like, I'd be like, when you're sitting at a table and you're trying to figure out a puzzle, even though your character is the only one doing it, everyone is helping with the puzzle. But since we're playing over the internet and we're recording, when your character's figuring out a puzzle, you don't figure that shit out. Your character didn't fucking figure it out. And it's like, I suck with puzzles, man.
He's like, flashback to Vagary.
Literally, I'm having some Vagary PTSD right now.
The prestidigitation one sounded cool to me. And if
Prestidigiscape?
Prestidigiscape, yeah. That one sounded cool to me because King uses prestidigitation all the time. So I feel like, I feel like I'm well versed in that, which might make me, I don't know. I feel like I would have an edge there.
I don't think King showers. I think he just prestidigitates all the time.
Every day. I feel like that's why you see rose petals and flower petals always cascading around him.
But if you're always removing the dirt from you, you really don't stink. You just always are the same.
Mm-hmm. You're always cleaned.
The efficient mage way.
Yeah, it's like
why waste time getting wet when you don't have to?
Why waste time getting wet when you don't have to.
That's the name of this shadow.
So
that totally fucking works for the water battle too. Jesus Christ.
That's like into TVMAs.
Oh my rating. God. You so and your dirty mind it would.
Right. So final predictions. So you guys are heading on your way towards the city. We'll start off with King. Final predictions on what's to come.
Oh, well, I mean, I really think that we're going to get stalked by more of the Bloodlen, and more shit's going to go down with them. And I really hope that we're able to make it to the gala without, like, getting, you know, fucked over by them. But I feel like more shit with that is coming. And I don't know. I'm really curious as to see what King Terminus is going to say and do and act. So I'm sort of itching for that.
All right. Zeki, same question.
I feel like I really want to talk to Coben again. And I really want to see if I can get him on board with going after these undead and like go after the Bloodlen. Because I feel like that's going to be a thing for the next couple of days of gameplay. And we might as well have someone who knows the city pretty well on our side. And I feel like we might have to do some Mage Wars. I think like that might happen. That might be really, really fun.
Mage Wars.
And then when it comes to King Terminus, I really don't know what to think because he knew my dad, but even though I said that, he didn't think it was important enough to like move up our meeting any. But we did get invited to the gala, which was a plus. But I was really hoping to just like go straight to the source and
bureaucrats, man, to stop you from moving.
So I think it'll be really interesting, and hopefully I get more information about my father and Queen Camilla. Maybe I can get like some more of the lowdown on that too. And maybe that's why they're such that maybe they're like still friends or that are falling out. I want to know.
Maybe they were lovers.
I was going to say, are you their child?
Am I?
God, I just thought of that.
She is a tiefling, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Calories. We'll find out.
Calories.
And Lewis, final predictions.
I mean, I'm with both Travis and Zeki on this. I think that, you know, the king... I am hoping that when the king reads it, honestly, we use Cal's last name or
Galileus,
but we didn't. The cane wasn't thrown in there, and I think that if the cane might have been thrown in, it might have had a different effect. But I think that once the king reads the letter, he's probably gonna be like, "This should have gotten to me sooner," and it's like we tried. We literally like. I just fucking rejoined the Corporis to get this meeting. Like,
I think he's gonna be like fucking Black Clover King, and he's like, so important, and like a total like jerk. That and he's gonna be like a total asshole, is what I'm expecting.
So disappointing if he turns up. Like, if he turns out to be like the Wizard King, that would be cool. But if he turned out to be like the non-wizard, like the regular king.
Yeah.
Hell no, I'd be mad. I'd be like, really? Camilla sent us to get you?
Love me. You must all love me. You must love me.
Oh, that would be very disappointing.
That would be very disappointing. I would probably...
I secretly want him to, like, pull us aside and be like, meet me at the edge of this, like, corridor at midnight, and we will discuss things.
And
he has to, like, hold face in front of the court. Oh, that's yeah. I think that'd
be so cool. I don't know, but
that's a good thought, Zach.
This is the part of the show where we like try to bait Omar into making any kind of facial expression, and he's giving me nothing.
I'm just laughing.
He's like, I didn't think of these things. Thanks. Let me write this down.
I am very excited for you to meet him.
Too close to meeting King Terminus. He already has all of that planned.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. He's
already.
Yeah, he's
like,
been on that planned.
I'm so ready. I've been like practicing my King Terminus accent. It is so bad, but I don't care. having fun with it. So I'm like, he's a fully fleshed out. I'm so excited. I think you guys will be pleasantly somethinged. Or unpleasantly somethinged. Who knows?
Pleasantly or unpleasantly somethinged. Great.
Yeah. In your thing. But he will not. He will be something to remember. So. And on that note, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you to the fine cast of Descent into the Void for joining us. As always, we love you. And from the first chapter to the last page, take care of yourselves and have a good one.
Be kind. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Be kind. Bye.